Rebuttal to argument against bond measure B. The lone opponent of Measure B lives in Southern California, hundreds of miles from Marin. He hasn't visited College of Marin to understand our needs for preparing local students for four-year universities and today's careers. Yet he wants to tell Marin how to vote without knowing the facts. If he did live in Marin, he would know that College of Marin students attend class in outdated facilities that are 45 to 80 years old. Calling this proposal, quote, snake oil, end quote, and citing irrelevant articles from faraway communities ignores the urgent need to update classrooms and labs that support strong academics and job training. If he lived here, he'd understand that College of Marin conducted an in-depth assessment of all campus facilities to identify the condition and work required to bring them up to current safety, environmental, and educational standards. Mandatory independent oversight and annual audits ensure locally controlled funding from Measure B is used only for the most urgent improvements needed at College of Marin. If he lived in Marin, he would know that College of Marin is a vital part of our community that keeps our local economy thriving by providing job training and skill enhancement for thousands of workers and veterans each year. If he were from Marin, he'd respect our tradition of supporting quality higher education. Marin's most respected leaders and organizations recommend a yes vote on B to ensure our classrooms, science labs, and educational facilities can prepare our students for transfer to four-year colleges and to compete for 21st century jobs. Vote yes on B. B4COM.org. Signature Stephanie O'Brien, President, College of Marin Board of Trustees. Signature Patty Garbarino, Businesswoman, Trustee, County Board of Education. Signature Cecilia Zamora, Executive Director, Latino Council. Signature Ross Millerick, former Chair, COM, Citizens Oversight Committee. Signature Eric Sitzenstater, President of ESCOM.